السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words with Umar bin Sa'd. O son of Sa'd, woe unto you! Do you intend to fight me? Do you not fear Allah, to whom is your return? I am the son of whom you know. Do you not want to be with me? This is indeed closer to Allah the Sublime. What are you insisting on? May Allah kill you at your home very soon and not forgive you on the day you are resurrected. By Allah, I hope you will not eat of the wheat of Iraq, but a little.
As-salamu alayka ya. حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn Fatimah al-Zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadijah al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadijah, the great.
As-salamu ala ibn Sidrat al-Muntaha. As-salamu ala ibn Jannat al-Ma'wa. As-salamu ala ibn Zamzam wa-Safa.
Peace be upon the son of the low tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammali bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahduk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bayna sta'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani explaining to you some aspects of the movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was in Karbala, he met Umar ibn Sa'd. Please note carefully that Umar ibn Sa'd was the commander of the Umayyad forces in Karbala. First of all, Umar ibn Sa'd had received the mission to go to other places in order to conquer other places. However, being dispatched to those other regions, the Umayyad governor of Al-Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, told him to go to Karbala and to confront Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And upon returning victoriously back to Al-Kufa, he would be dispatched to other regions. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to rescue Umar ibn Sa'd. Imagine that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intends to rescue the commander of the enemy army. And this is very important in this regard, in the sense that this attitude of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to rescue everybody, whoever, whether friend or foe, is very much significant in the conduct of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Then, in a short conversation between Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and Umar ibn Sa'd indicated that he was very much in anticipation of receiving such and such rewards from the Umayyad hegemony and the Umayyad system, the Umayyad hegemony. Then whatever Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam explained it to him never worked on Umar ibn Sa'd. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave him this reproach and indicated to him that upon martyring him, upon killing him and his men, Umar ibn Sa'd would never reach felicity. Wished for him to be killed, to be slain on bed. And this was an anticipation of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that came true. What's important in this regard is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended not only to rescue Umar ibn Sa'd, rather Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to rescue a human being, whether his friend or his foe. Those who were friends of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were already in the line of Imam al-Husayn salam and in the camp of Imam al-Husayn salam. However, we find that those people who were on the wrong side, on the enemy side, on the Umayyad side, Imam al-Husayn salam wanted to rescue them. It follows that Imam al-Husayn salam was the Imam of rescuing everybody, even and especially his foes, because nobody would render the slightest service to Imam al-Husayn salam unless he or she would receive the rewards from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, both in this world and in the world hereafter. As-salamu alayka, ya Aba Abdullah. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka, ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني